From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Tens of thousands of Russians took to the streets of Moscow and cities across Russia this month. The demonstrations were sparked by parliamentary elections that many believe were rigged by the party of Prime Minister Vladimir Putin. And the protesters' grievances go beyond that. They're against corruption among the country's rich and powerful, and they're against efforts by the government to quash free expression. Yesterday, we checked in with a Greek music critic to find out about protest music in Greece, and today we bring you the soundtrack of dissent in Russia. Among the new protest anthems is this song, State Bulldozer, by an elder statesman of Russian rock, Vasily Shumov.
Вы недовольны властью, ожидайте обыск. Склад гранаты наркотиков у вас вдруг обнаружить могут.
Vasily Shumov joins us now from Moscow. Welcome to the program. And can you tell us about the lyrics of State Bulldozer?
Yes, this is a song I wrote based on my conversations with many Russians who was suppressed by this state. For example, if you own a club and you made there some kind of opposition meeting or allowed some opposition politicians speak up there, tomorrow, your club will be shut down because they found you have fire violation or you have some type of electrical hazard there. So this is a clear example of state suppression of today's opposition.
I remember the very famous Soviet-era protest singer Vysotsky, who was loved by Russians, but he didn't sing. His songs hardly existed in the official broadcast culture of the day. Nowadays, are your songs getting played on the radio, or are they publicly acknowledged?
Oh, no. My protest songs, not on the radio, because radio is censored by Putin government. Only songs about nothing and stupid love songs, it's on the radio, on rotation. There are no protest songs in Russia, because we have blacklist on the TV, on the radio, and I'm sure my songs blacklisted as well. Right now, people can get all music on internet, and they cannot censor internet yet. So all my songs available on internet, among these other protest songs. So we don't actually need state radio or state TV stations to connect with the audience. People can get everything on internet right now, including the State Bulldozer song.
So it is like the old days of Vysotsky singing in the communist era then.
You know, today they're more even evil than then, because before in Soviet Union, we know it's a totalitarian state and we know who the government was and we have no illusions. Right now, it's more evil because people have some type of illusions. It's some type of democracy and it's total totalitarian tyranny. So this is the difference.
Another song of yours is Forever. This is also a protest song?
It started as a very, very unhappy commentary to the Soviet life. I wrote in 1987 and mentioned symbol of our existence then. Vodka, balalaika, kalashnikov, matryoshka, sputnik, and so on. But it's a very easy sing-along song, so it was popular. And I played this song as well on this rally on December 24th, but I updated a little bit lyrics, put there what we're asking right now. I put independence of the courts, free elections, fair elections, and a changeable government.
Now, I understand other musicians of your generation are making a comeback. There's a song by the band Televizor, I gather an old song from Soviet times, called Your Father is a Fascist.
This is a song that was popular in the 80s. This is a Televizor song. And it's actually have some relevance to today's life. It's very similar. A lot of people can be considered fascists right now, right here. So people in the government who suppressed any opposition, who crashed any dissent, who established censorship and violation of constitution. You know, constitution in many ways becomes sort of as a just some type of ceremonial book. have no relevance to our real life. And it's typically fascist state.
When you denounce people as fascists, do you run the risk of being arrested for that, say?
No, not really. It's some type of metaphor to all these politicians who's in the power on elected or appointed position who is actually suppressing all freedoms and violate human constitutional rights. Like, for example, rights for gathering, rights for demonstrations, and so on. We have everything written down in the Constitution, but it's totally violated by Putin's government.
Now, there are some newer styles of music coming into the protest mix. I gather the group Noise MC has a song called Mercedes 666.
Разрешите представиться, меня зовут Анатолий Парков. У меня нет ни кожистых крыльев, ни вампирских клыков. При занимаемой должности мне не сдались ударом. Подобного рода, знаете ли, пошлые аксессуары. Вице-президент Лукойла это...
This is actually one of the few we can call hip-hop artists who actually doing some type of protest songs. His stage name is Noise MC and Mercedes 666 he wrote as a commentary for the gigantic car crash in the middle of the Moscow, where is two women was killed in a head-on collision with a big Mercedes driven by high-ranked operative from the oil company Lukoil, and everything was covered up.
Now, last Saturday, you sang for the protesters?
Yes, I do.
What was that like?
It was fantastic. I never performed in my life in front of so big crowd life. And it was in the middle of this political rally. And there was presenters coming maybe like for 5-10 minutes, people doing speeches, politicians, civil activists. So and I went with my two songs among them. So it was great. It was one of the best gigs I ever did. Right in the middle of Moscow. I born in this city, and I can never imagine that I will be performing in December 2011 right in front of 120,000 people live.
Well, Mr. Shumov, thanks a lot for talking with us and talking a bit about the protest music in Russia this year.
Thank you.
That's Vasily Shumov speaking to us from Moscow.
Хотите свободу собраний? Предоставим автор.